हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। कृष्ण यजुर्वेदीये काठकोपनिषदि अथवा कठोपनिषदि प्रथमोध्याये प्रथमावल्ली। सो प्रथमावल्यां वयम् सत्वम मंत्रम पठामः। We inferred the story, continuation of the story, that Nachiketasaha pita, Nachiketas father, must have regretted about his statement he uttered in the Yajnashala. He must have told Nachiketas, he must have told Nachiketas that he did not mean to send him to Lord Yama. It was just an expression which came out in anger, when he was irritated. But Nachiketas proved that he was son of his father. That he proved that he was strictly given to the understanding and the living of the Vedic injunctions. He was not at all concerned about his going away to Lord Yama. Even though he was thinking that he would be of not great use for Lord Yama, etc., still he was very particular that his father's effort of performing a ritual should not become fruitless. Father should get the fruit, benefit of the ritual. And second thing, he did not want his father to go against dharma. He did not want his father to be a person of untruth. Want him to keep up his promise. So he himself, as a highly mature person, though he was very young, convinced his father by talking to him about his ancestors who lived before, and also by talking to him about the people who were his contemporaries, the pious people. So seeing all of them, all their lifestyles, remembering how they lived, etc., he also should contribute for sustenance of the reputation of the family. This is what we understood. And he also, even though he was very young, he also expressed his understanding of the time-bound nature of this life itself, the life in this body. So every time the person is born like a plant and he dies like a plant, it is something impermanent. But what is permanent? What is the truthfulness in one's life? The dharma one follows in life alone will be there forever, blessing him with future good. So now we're going to see the seventh mantra. The seventh mantra, what Upanishad presents is that Nachiketa's visit to the Yamaloka, which means Upanishad does not continuously present his story, which means there is a gap, there's a leaping, which we need to supply to get the story complete. So after being convinced and discussed by his own son, this Vajashravasaha, Nachiketa's father, must have accepted his son Nachiketa's going away to Lord Yama as his servant, as his gift dakshina. Then after going there, what happens? That is discussed in this seventh mantra. So Upanishad straightway states, Nachiketa has gone to Yamalokaha, the world of Yama, an abode of Yama, the restrainer. Yamaha means the restrainer, the one who restrains, controls everything remaining in the form of time is the Lord of Death, Lord Yama. The very word Yamaha means restrainer. Restrain is also control. It's also Yama. But Yamaha, the one who controls, remaining in of very time factor. And he himself is Dharma Rajaha. Okay, the Lord of Dharma also. Therefore, to this Lord Yama's world, abode Nachiketaha went. He reached there. Then what happened there? After he went there, what happened? That's being discussed in this mantra. After he went there, we have to assume, we have to infer the story. He stays outside of the house, the abode of Lord Yama. He did not enter into his house. Why did he stay outside? Because the Lord Yama was not there. He was somewhere outside. For 3 days, Lord Yama was with his busy schedule. He must have gone somewhere. He did not return home. So he was not there. And when a person goes as a guest, even if he is in not only as a guest, he was sent as a gift, a dakshina, as a servant to serve Lord Yama, to take care of some of his activities. So this boy Nachiketaha, who reached Yamaloka, happened to stay outside as Lord Yama was not there. He did not want to go inside because he wanted to follow the custom. So we had to assume Lord Yama's family members or the people who were there. Being it's a Lord Yama's place, there must have been many ministers or servants or wives. They all must have been there. They all must have invited, asked, requested this boy Nachiketaha to come inside. He must have offered already everything he needed. But still he did not accept anything. He stayed outside. he was awaiting the arrival of Lord Yama. It means he stayed there for 3 nights without having any food also. Therefore, when Lord Yama returned home, and the people of Lord Yama's place informed Lord Yama of the arrival of this boy and that he was staying there starving for three nights, 3 days. And they were concerned that if a guest comes, according to them, Nachiketaha was a guest. According to Nachiketaha, he was a servant sent. He was sent there as a servant by his own father, as a dakshina to Lord Yama. Anyway, for them, he was Atithihi. But for Lord Nachiketaha, he was a sevakaha. Dakshina rupena dattaha was given the form of a dakshina. So what happened then? They were concerned. If a young boy or even a brahmachari, any guest, a highly pious person, a righteous person, comes as a guest, a brahmana, brahmachari, and he stays at home at the doorstep, starving for 3 days, it would create a papa. Which means, if something is done, if a person does something which is wrong, is a papa karma. Doing something wrong is a papa karma. It will produce, a wrong action will produce a papam. So doing which should not be done would produce a papam. Not doing what should be done also would produce papam. So commission of improper action would produce papam. Omission of proper action also will produce papam. Now here, the omission of proper action produces papam. And that papam caused by the omission of proper action is called pratyavayaha, pratyavaya papam or pratyavaya doshaha. Papam, pratyavaya. Pratyavaya is also what? And a specific name given to the papam, the sin. Caused by what? Caused by the omission of the proper action. Omitting what should be done also would produce pap. And here, atithi pujanam, honoring the guest, making the guest feel welcomed, making the guest feel at home, giving him food, doing the needful, taking care of his needs, is very important in Vedic culture. If atithi pujanam is missed, the guest feels offended or hurt, or if he is not given food and he starves, that would create pratyavaya papam. So the members of Lord Yama's family were concerned that this would definitely create pratyavaya papaham. In fact, it can burn all their punyam. Pratyavaya papam, especially caused by the omission of the proper act of honoring the guest, would destroy all their good things that they have earned as a result of the punya karma. Therefore, this brahmanaha, highly ethical person, a brahmachari coming home as a guest, is like having the fire entering into the house. which means a properly honored guest will bring blessings for the home. Improperly treated guest, wounded guest, offended guest will contribute for the curse of the family, destruction of the punyam. See, agnihi, the fire, can be useful. It can destroy also, depending upon how it is used. If agnihi is carefully used, it's a blessing that we can enjoy the benefits of having the fire. If agnihi is not properly used, it can cause destruction. Like that, a guest, especially in the form of a young brahmachari, a brahmana, highly pious, ethical person, coming home as a guest, is like agnihi. If he feels honored, it will be blessed, blessing. It will bring all auspiciousness to the family. If he is dishonored, or if he is made feel unwelcomed, if he starves, that would destroy. Then he would not directly destroy. The papam caused by such disrespect would destroy the wealth of punyam the family has. Therefore, even his family members were already concerned, worried. They were also eagerly awaiting Lord Yama's return. This much we have to remember. Therefore, as soon as Lord Yama returned, what did the family members do? What did they say? That is discussed in this 7th mantra. Okay. Let us read the Bhashyam part before we go to the mantra. Saha evam uktaha pita. Saha pita evam uktaha. Saha pita, that father, Vajashrava saha, father of Nachiketaha, evam uktaha, who was reminded, uktaha, who was told thus, evam uktaha, who was told thus, who was reminded of the way of life, how his ancestors lived, and how his own other pious people of his time live, etc. Evam uktaha pita, ivvidamaha kurapatta tandai. That father who was told thus, who was instructed thus, was reminded of the lifestyles of his ancestors and his fellow beings, fellow people. Then he accepting his son's request, Atmanaha Satyatayai Preshayamasa is a past perfect tense verb. Preshitavan. Evam Uktaha Sahapita Preshitavan. The father who was spoken to thus sent his son. Sent means what? Sent whom? Sent Nachiketaha. For what purpose? Atmanaha satyatayi. Satyata. Satyam truth. Satyata truthfulness. Satyatayai Atmanaha satyatayai. For the sake of keeping up his promise, for the sake of protecting his word, Atmanaha satyatayai, for the sake of keeping up the statement he uttered in the Yajnashala, to avoid becoming a person of falsehood, Preshayamasa, he sent his son Nachiketaha. Atmanaha satyatayi sahayam uktaha pita Nachiketasam Preshayamasa. It is implied. Nachiketasam Preshayamasa. He sent Nachiketas. Then saha cha and that Nachiketa yama bhavanam gatva tisraha ratrihi uvasa yame proshite saha cha sa saha that Nachiketaha who was sent by his father to Yamaloka. Yama bhavanam gatva, having gone to Yama's abode, yama bhavanam gatva, having gone to Yama's abode, tisraha ratrihi, tisraha ratrihi, objective case, three nights, moonri iruvugalai, tisraha ratriha, three nights. Tisraha ratrihi, three nights, objective case. Tisraha ratrihi, uvasa. He, uvasa means ushitavan. Vasati, past perfect tense is uvasa. It means ushitavan. He stayed for three nights. When yame proshite. When yama had gone out. Yame proshite, when Yama, Lord Yama, was staying out somewhere. Pra ushite proshite, when Lord Yama was staying somewhere, when Lord Yama had gone out, three nights this boy stayed there, having gone to Lord Yama's abode. Saha cha cha saha yama bhavanam gatva. Tisraha ratrihi ushitavan uvasa yame proshite. Satisaptami yame proshite, when Lord Yama was staying outside. He went there and stayed there for three nights. Okay. Then Lord Yama returned. Proshya agatam. Proshya, having gone out and returned. Proshya agatam, the returned. Yamam, proshya agatam yamam. Amatyaha bharyaha va uchuhu bodhayantaha. Bodhayantaha. Reminding him of the knowledge which Lord Yama already has. Bharyaha uchuhu. His wives, one wife or many wives, okay? Then, amatyaha. Amatyaha means a minister. Amatyaha. So many of the ministers of Lord Yama, yamasya amatyaha. The ministers and his or his wife must have told him, reminding him of the knowledge he already has, that how a guest should be treated, how a highly pious person who strictly follows dharma comes as a guest, except they must have discussed. So, proshya agatam yamam, amatyaha bharyaha va uchuhu bodhayantaha. Either his ministers or his wives talked to him, reminding him of his knowledge. Uchuhu uktavantaha, told him, told Yama, who had returned from outside. Proshya, having gone out, Agatham returned. சென்று வந்தவனை புரோஷ்ய ஆகத்தம் யமம் அமாத்தியாக பாரியாகவா ஊச்சுகு ஊச்சுகு மீன்ஸ் உக்தவந்தா போதயந்தா போதனம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் தே டி நாட் டீச் லாரி அம்மா ஹி ஆல்ரெடி நோஸ் ஆல்ரெடி ஹேஸ் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி பிரத்யவாய தோஷா எக்ஸெட்ரா தே ஒன்லி ரிமைண்டட் ஹிம் Okay, and what did they say? Mantra comes. Vaishvanarah pravishatyathitir brahmano grihan. Vaishvanarah pravishatyathitir brahmano grihan. Tassaitagum shantim kurvanti. Tassaitagum shantim kurvanti. ஹரவைவஸ்வதோதகம் ஹரவைவஸ்வதோதகம் வைஸ்வானரஃ ப்ரவிஷத்யதிதிர் ப்ரஹ்மணோ க்ருஹான் தஸ்யைதாகம் சாந்திம் குர்வந்தி ஹரவைவஸ்வதோதகம் சோ வைஸ்வானரஹ இஸ் அனதர் நேம் ஆஃப் அக்னி Vaishvanaraha Pravishati. The fire enters. Who is fire enters means this Atithihi, Brahmanaha Atithihi, Brahmanaha, a Brahmachari, a Brahmanaha, a Vaidikaha, who strictly lives the life ordained by Veda Shastram, such a person, when he enters the house, Atithihi Brahmanaha, Grihan Pravishati, when he comes, he is like, look, fire enters. A Brahmanaha Atithihi enters the house means Agnihi enters into the house. Vaishvanaraha Atithihi Brahmanaha Grihan Pravishati. Pravishati. Tasya Yetam Shantim Kurvanti. Tasya, for such a guest, for such a Brahmanaha guest, highly pious, righteous, Vaidika, a Brahmachari, or any pious guest enters the house, he is like a fire. Therefore, for him, yetam shantim kurvanti. This honor they do. Shantim kurvanti. They do the pacification. This type of pacification. They calm him, which means they honor him. Shantim kurvanti means honoring, pacifying the guest by honoring him. Pacifying the guest by honoring him. By showing appropriate hospitality is what Shantim Kurvanti. Shantim Kurvanti is a small expression. Shantim Kurvanti means what? By showing proper hospitality, by honoring, making the person feel honored and welcomed, they pacify the guest. Tasya. Tasya means kasya, for such a guest, a brahmanaha guest, and whose entry is like the entry of the fire. Who is a fire himself? Why? Because fire can destroy if not used properly. Fire can bless if it is used properly. So the guest also can bring auspiciousness if he feels honored and treated properly. The papam, the ill-treatment of the guest can contribute for the pratyavaya papam, which can destroy the family. Therefore, when such a guest comes, the proper Vaidika householders, the proper Vaidika householders means all our householders, all the grihasthas for Vaidikaha. Vaidikaha means who strictly follow the Vedic way of life. They do this type of this honoring. Etam shantim kurvanti. Therefore, first you must do what? Take water. Hey Vaivaswata. Hey Vaivaswata. O son of Vivaswan. Udakam hara. Please take water first. Udakam hara. Take water to this boy. Take water for this Nachiketas. Udakam hara. This is the literal meaning. Now we all know very well Vaishavanaraha means fire. Okay. Next. Now we read the Bhashyam. Vaishvanaraha Vaishvanarogniva Sakshat. Reading the Bhashyam. Vaishvanarogniva Sakshat. If you break it, Vaishvanaraha Agnihi Yeva Sakshat. So Vaishvanaraha is equal to Agnihi. Agnihi Yeva Sakshat Pravishati. Agnihi Yeva Sakshat Pravishati. When a Brahmana, Brahmachari, a pious person of Dharma enters into the houses, please take it that very fire itself enters. Fire enters. Agnihi Yeva Sakshat Pravishati. Natu Brahmanaha. Okay. Natu Brahmanaha Atitihi. Here, very fire itself enters. Sakshat Agnihi Pravishati. Sakshat Agnihi Eva Pravishati. When Atitihi San Brahmanaha Grihan. Atitihi San Brahmanaha. Being a guest. Remaining as a guest. Brahmanaha. Brahmanaha is, he is by birth Brahmana, by nature he is a Brahmana, and by his understanding he was a Brahmana. Whoever strictly lives a life of Dharma with the Purushartha Nischayaha, having respect for the Vedic teaching, is a Vaidikaha, is a Brahmanaha. And here he was a Brahman, such a Brahmanaha. Grihan dahan niva. Why he sakshat agnihi? Atitihi brahmanaha sakshat agnihi eva. The brahmana who comes as a guest is very fire itself. Fire agnihi himself. Why? Because brahmanaha grihan dahan iva. Brahmana also grihan dahan niva. As though he is also burning. He also is burning the houses. What does it mean? The grihan pravishati dahanniva. He doesn't burn the houses. Grihan pravishati dahanniva. As though burning, he enters into the houses. The Brahmanaha Atitihi enters into the house as though burning. Dahanniva. Like, which means there's a possibility of protecting blessing, there's a possibility of cursing, bringing curse. Depending upon how the guest is treated. So, here, the people of Lord Yama's home, they say, Tasya daham shamayantaha iva. Tasya daham shamayantaha iva. Agnehe. Tasya daham shamayantaha iva. Agnehe. Yetam padyasanadi. Dana lakshanam shantim kurvanti. Tasya daham shamayantaha. Dahaha means burning. Dahaha also means thirst. Tasya daham shamayantaha. Quenching the thirst of the guest. Shamayantaha iva. As though there's quenching the thirst of the guest. So pacifying the guest. Agnehe. Daham shamayantahiva agnehe. Yetam padya asanadi dana lakshanam shantim kurvanti. Shetam shantim kurvanti. They do this, they express this hospitality. They do this pacification. They do this honoring in the form of lakshanam. Lakshanam in the form of giving. Dana means giving. Giving padyam, water for washing the feet. Then asanam, seat, adi, etc. How do the people honor the guest? Yetam shantim kurvanti. In India, it's a must. Okay. London, as if you take water and ask him to wash the feet, Raleigh, he comes very cold weather. And he can't even remove the shoes. So they may be difficult. So I'm not talking about the other places. In Vedic culture, you have to offer first water. First, when a guest comes, we have to run to taking the water to wash the feet. Okay. So that is a culture. At least we must do something equal to that, isn't it? Padyam. Padyam means water used for washing the feet is padyam. Then asanam, a seat. Please take your seat. Offer this seat. Adi, etc. Danam, giving. Lakshana means in the form of. So, yetam shantim kurvanti. They do this honoring. They do this, they express this hospitality in the form of giving water for washing the feet, offering the seat, etc. Then afterwards, you give tea, etc. Okay, so etc. stands for whatever you give afterwards. First, give water and seat. Then whatever you give is what? Etc. Isn't it? Padya asanadi dana lakshanam shantim kurvanti. Yetam shanti means kidrishim etam shanti. Padya asanadi dana lakshanam shantim kurvanti. Okay. Santaha. Atitehe. Santaha atitehe. Yataha. Atitehe yataha, because so doing such, okay, being such yataha, because means ataha, therefore yato yatoto comes atiteer yatoto means atitehe yataha. Ataha, hara, therefore. Ataha, therefore, hara. Hara means take. Please do take, imperative verb. Ahara, hara, ahara. Same meaning, hara, ahara, take. Hey, Vivaswata. Oh, son of Vivaswan, please take. What udakam? Hara is equal to ahara. Hara, ahara mean the same. Hey, Vaivaswata, udakam. Udakam, hara. Take water. To whom? For whom? Nachiketase. Nachiketase, fourth case of Nachiketaha. Nachiketas shabdaha. Nachiketase, udakam, hara. Hey, Vaivaswata, udakam, nachiketase, hara. Udakam, nachiketase, ahara. Padyartham. For washing the feet. Yataha cha, why? because yataha, because cha, and akarane, in not doing so, akarane, in not doing that, in not doing means in not doing, not properly acting, not honoring, not taking care of needs of the guests, akarane, in not doing, pratyavayaha shuyate. It is heard from the Shastra teaching. Shuyate, it is heard. It is heard repeatedly from the Shastra teaching that pratyavayaha bhavati. There happens the specific papam called pratyavaya doshaha in omitting, akarane, in omitting what should be done. In omitting what should be done, there happens pratyavaya papam. This is heard from the Shastra, Shuyate. Or is heard from the elders' teachings, which is Vedic teaching. So, akarane pratyavayaha, akarane pratyavayaha. Okay? Papa karane, the karane papam. Okay? If we do what should not be done, then it's a wrong, if wrong action is done, it will produce papa. If the right action is not done, it will produce pratyavaya papa. Akarane pratyavayaha bhavati. In not doing, there happens pratyavayaha. It is shuyate. This is heard from all our elders, all our teachers, from the Shastra teaching. Therefore, what? We have to avoid having pratyavaya. Please take water first, padyartham. Now, whether he's young or old, how much he knows, nothing we should see. He is a brahmana and he is a brahmachari and he has come as a guest and he is there in our house at the doorstep, starving for 3 days. It will bring pratyavaya papam for us. We should avoid that. So do something. Take water immediately. Rush to him. This is the instructions of the family members of Lord Yama. Next mantra. Simple one. See, we're slowly going by. Now, how important it is to make a guest feel honored. Okay, if suppose the guest does not feel honored, even in spite of being honored, the guest does not feel honored, does not feel welcome, that is his problem also. We don't need to worry. But we must do our duty. Like Durvasa comes, you know, and then he inspired to be honored and he was harassing at his host. And Bhagawan's chakram came to punish Durvasa. That's a different story. So, but still, our behavior towards a guest must be such that he must feel welcomed, he must feel honored. We must do the needful. Whatever is possible, we must give. No, he should not starve in our houses. This is all Vedic culture. It's all cultural aspect of the Vedic Shastram also is brought to light. That's why slowly Upanishad is going. Before even taking us to the actual teaching of the Upanishad, all this is taught. Okay. Mantra number 8. Now, the consequence of omitting what should be done in terms of not taking care of the guest is discussed in this 8th mantra. And who is it? Lord Yama's family members themselves say this. What would be the consequence of earning Pratyavaya Papam? Pratyavaya Papam earned as a result of omitting the proper action in terms of dishonoring or humiliating or wounding, not taking care of the guest, would not only it would not bring any auspiciousness, it would destroy all the good things a person enjoys as a result of punyam a person has earned through many good actions. That is said, discussed here. Asha pratikshe sangatagum sunrutam cha. Asha pratikshe sangatagam sunrutancha ishtapurte putra pashugumscha sarvan ishtapurte putra pashugumscha sarvan etadvrinkte purushasyalpamedhaso yasyanashnan vasati brahmano grihe. Etadvrante purushasyalpamedhasaha. Etadvrante purushasyalpamedhasaha. Yasyanashtan vasati brahmano grihe. Asha pratikshe sangatagam sunrutancha. Ishtapurte putra pashumscha sarvan. Etadvrante purushasyalpamedhaso yasyanashtan vasati brahmano grihe. Etadvrante purushasyalpamedhasaha yasyanashtan vasati brahmano grihe. See, yasya grihe brahmanaha anashtan vasati. Yasya grihe brahmanaha anashnan vasati. The person in whose house a pious brahmachari or any pious person, a righteous person, ethical person, a person of virtues and values, a brahmanaha, lives without eating, anashnan. Na ashnan anashnan. Nain tatpurusha, you know. Yasya grihe brahmanaha anashnan vasati. Okay. A pious, righteous person of virtues lives in the person whose house a brahmana lives without eating. Definitely, that person must be a person of little knowledge. Alpaha medhaha yasya. See, medhas sakarantaha na pullingaha medhas shabdaha. See, the word medha, the danam da, if you put medhas means, then it means fat, marrow. This is medhas. The word medhas has many meanings. It's not a neuter noun. Medhas is a masculine noun. Sakarantaha pullingaha medhas shabdaha. Medhas is equal to knowledge, understanding. So alpaha medhaha yasya. Alpaha medhas yasya. Saha alpa medhas. Alpa medhasaha grihe. So alpamedhasaha, yasya alpamedhasaha grihe means what? Definitely only a person of little knowledge, a person of little understanding, the person who does not have proper complete understanding alone can make a guest starve like that. A person of proper understanding will not make his guest starve in his house. So alpamedasaha, yesya alpamedasaha grihe, definitely a person must be a person of very little understanding. So alpa yesya alpamedasaha grihe brahmanaha vasati anashnan vasati. The person of very little understanding, in whose house the brahmanaha, a pious person, lives without eating, then that person, what does he do? Vrinte, yetad vrinte. Oh my God, that person himself, vrinte, the starving person who remains without eating, he vrinte, means he removes, he destroys. He does not destroy directly. The papam, pratyavaya papam, earned as a result of dishonoring him, as a result of making him starve, will destroy. Vrinte. That's why it is said the boy destroys. The brahmanaha destroys. Not a boy. A brahmanaha destroys. The pious guest who lives starving, stays starving, that person destroys. What all he destroys? My God. All the auspicious things, all the desirable things, all the good things a person is enjoying. And to enjoy that, he person must have earned punyam. A person, all the good things a person enjoys as a result of having earned punyam, all that the guest destroys. Yes, asha pratikshe, asha cha pratiksha cha, asha pratikshe. Both words are stealing a shabdas, feminine gender words. Asha cha pratiksha cha, asha pratikshe. So asha, we can say hope. Pratiksha, expectation. So, this, the pap, pratyavaya papam, will destroy all one's hopes and expectations. Until translation. Then sangatam. Esther explained over sangatam. Sangatam means the joy of being in the company, in association of the righteous people. That joy also will be destroyed. One will lose the joy of having the association, a company of pious people, sangatam. Then sunrutam cha. Vrinte, what all does it vrinte? What all does it destroy? Sunrutam cha. See, anrutam, sunrutam. Anrutam means falsehood. Sunrutam means truth. Sunrutam means truth. But here, sunruta work. Sunruta means pleasing, truthful word. Is a truth at the same time pleasing also. A pleasant truth is sunruta. A person can earn punyam by always speaking pleasing, truthful words. Satyavak, priyavak. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat. What we speak must be the truth, and the truth also must be pleasing truth. Just saying I'm speaking the truth, if I say all unpleasant things, it's also not good. it will offend, it will hurt the other person. Therefore, sunrutta is a beautiful word which tells both. Sunrutta vak means a pleasant, pleasing, truthful word. A pleasant truth, pleasing truth is sunrutta. That's why we say it's a sunrutta. Sunrutta work. That will help a person earn punyam. And this, no dishonoring a guest and the house will destroy the punyam earned as a result of uttering pleasing truth, pleasant truth. Ishtapurte vrinte. So ishtam cha purtam cha. Ishtapurte. Okay. Ishtakarma means the religious rituals. The religious rituals are the different forms of worship, and worshipping of Bhagavan in different forms come under the category of ishtam karma. So performance of Vedic rituals in order to invoke the grace of devatas for prosperity is what? The ishtam karma. And purtam karma means the social service activities. Okay, contributing for the construction of schools, educational institutions, hospitals, or digging wells and then building chowtries and play, and then also the having trees, etc. Whatever we do for social welfare, that activity comes in the category of purtam karma. So ishta purte vrinte. So this making the guest starve in our house, so not respectfully treating him, will destroy the punyam earned as a result of performing rituals and involving oneself in social service activities. Ishta purte vrinte. Putra pashumscha sarvan. To have progeny. Putra means son. So even to have progeny, one must have had a punyam. So if you have children at home, because of the punyam, pashun, cattle wealth, if you enjoy, you cannot get anything if you don't have any punyam. Putra pashuncha. Even the progeny a person enjoys, cattle wealth a person enjoys, as a result of the punyam a person has earned through righteous acts, deeds, sarvan, everything, all that joy, okay, joy of everything. Etad vrinte, this destroys, which destroys, pratyavaya papam destroys. Yani pratyavaya papam, here, yaha vasat anashtan vasati saha. Pratyavaya papam vrinte. So it sounds as though it may not happen. But really, Upanishad is very particular. We all have to cultivate that habit of being respectful and honoring our guests by giving them whatever is possible for us to share. Again, this is all for our own manovikasaha, our own mental preparation, mental expansion. Without having these qualities, how can we have expansion of the mind, subtleness of mind? So how can we aspire for something, subtlest vision? But all these, even how our magnanimity, generosity, how our living a life of ahimsa should be developed. Therefore, honoring the guest, being hospitable is important virtue in the Vedic culture. Therefore, it is said, if we do not do what should be done, it will produce pratyavaya papam. If a person earns pratyavaya papam, then the omission of the proper action produces pratyavaya papam. The pratyavaya papam destroys etat vrante. Okay, let us see the yasya alpamedhasaha purushasya grihe brahmanaha anashtan vasati tasya, for him, the person of limited knowledge, little understanding, in whose house brahmana, a virtuous, pious, righteous, ethical person lives without eating, for him, for that person, etat, this vrinte, that person destroys, means the papam earned, result of dishonored person destroys. What all? Asha pratikshe sangatam, asha pratikshe sangatam sunrutam cha ishtapurte sarvan putra pashun cha sahavrante. Okay, asha pratikshe. Okay, we've already seen the meanings. Now we're going to see the bhashyam. Asha pratikshe. What is asha and what is pratiksha? Asha literally means desire, hope. Pratiksha literally means expectation. And here Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully differentiates the hope and expectation. Anirjnata prapya ishta artha prarthana. Anirjnatasya prapyasya ishtasya ishta arthasya prarthana. Anirjnata prapyeshtartha prarthana asha. Anirjnata prapyeshtartha prarthana asha. Asha, which literally means desire, here it implies hope. What is hope? Prarthana, prayer. Prayer for what? Ishta artha, desired object. Prayer for having a prayer for a desired object. Anything, any desired object which has to be obtained, prapya. Prayer for any desired object which has yet to be obtained, and the, but which is still unknown. Unknown means what? That whether there's a possibility of attaining it or not. Anirjnata. Jnatam, known. Nirjnatam, definitely known. Anirjnatam, not definitely known. So indefinitely known. So prayer for something, some desired object is yet to be obtained, but which is not definitely known, whether it would be obtained or not. It can be got or not. Okay? This is what is hope. Nice. Is it clear now? Have you got it? What is Asha? Anirjnata prapyeshtartha prarthana. Ishtarthaya prarthana. Ishtarthaya prarthana. Ishtarthasya prarthana. Ishtarthaya prarthana. Prayer for some desired object. Something or the other, a desired object. Prapyam, which is yet to be obtained, but which is not definitely known whether it can be obtained or not. That prayer is what? Anirjnata prapyeshtartha prarthana asha. Okay. Then what is pratiksha? Pratiksha, pratikshanam mean the same. Nirjnata prapyartha pratikshanam. Nirjnata prapyartha pratikshanam. Pratiksha. What is pratiksha? Pratiksha means pratikshanam. Pratiksha, stilinga shabda. Pratiksham, neuter noun. Apmasaklinga shabda. Pratiksha means pratikshanam, expectation. Expectation is of what? Expectation of desired object which has to be obtained, but which is known that definitely it would come. Nirjnata prapyartha pratikshanam pratiksha. Expectation of something desired object which is known that it would definitely obtain. It is pratiksha. So asha pratiksha. Now it's all what? No hope. All your hopes will be destroyed. All your expectations will be destroyed. You will have punyam because of this one particular papa. Okay. Sangatam. Next. Sangatam. Tatsam yogajam palam. Palam, the benefit, the fruit, result, born of the association with pious people. See, sayogaha. Sam yogaha. Specifically, it means sam yogaha. Sangatihi sayogaha. The same here. Sayogajam phalam. So the joy of enjoying the fruit of the benefit of associating oneself with Mahatmas, pious people. That joy also, the joy is the benefit. That is sanyogajam. The improper host will lose it. Sunrutam cha. Sunrutahi. What is sunruta? Priyavak. 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 Sunruta is just a word. Priyavak means pleasing, truthful word. Not priyam alone. Priya, sunruta is a beautiful, very expressive Sanskrit word. Sunruta has so many meanings. But in this context, mostly it means, sunruta means a pleasing truth, a pleasant truth, a pleasing, truthful word is sunruta. So, tannimittam cha phalam. The benefit, the fruit, in terms of joy, enjoyable as a result of earning punyam by being a person of pleasing truth, truthful words. Tannimittam on up this, the improper guest will lose that joy. of enjoying the result of the enjoying the joy earned as a result of being a truthful, pleasing speaker. That joy he will lose. Ishtapurte ishtam, and that explains what is ishtam karma yagajam. Ishtam means any Vedic form of worship in terms of performance of fire rituals or all forms of worship. Okay, based on the Vedic significance of worship. Okay, so yagajam. So the joy born of the result of performing rituals, a person will lose. The benefit born of the performance of ritual, the person will lose. Then purtam, what is purta karma? Aramadi kriyajam phalam. Aramadi kriyajam phalam. Phalam, the benefit, the fruit. So this improper guest will lose the benefit, fruit, born of the action. Kriyajam. Kriyaya jayate iti kriyajam. The phalam. Kriya jayamanam phalam. Kriyajam phalam. So the benefit, the fruit born of the activities. Activities such as aramaha. Aramaha means recreation, etc. Activities, the social service activities such as recreation, etc. I mean, contributing for recreation, etc. You can involve a long list of social service activities, you all know very well. Now, all of our Indian kings, we study the history, Indian history. What any other history you must have read, I don't know. Indian history, if we read, how the kings, you know, were involved in purta karma also. How the Vedic householders were involved in purta karma. You have to do both. Ishtam karma, purtam karma. That is why social service activity is not something which you have to learn from others. Anything a person gets extra, he contributes, shares. Contribute for the social well-being, welfare. The whole society, people of the entire society must get water. They must get good air, fresh air. So even planting trees on the roadsides and contributing the shades and developing the even jungles and thinking of the welfare of other animals and building choltries, schools, education, generally all form of education institutions, hospitals. So even creating ponds, lakes, all these come under the category of purtam karma. So here, arama, adi shabdas, etc. Arama, adi. Aramadi kriyajam phalam. This, the improper guest will lose the benefit of the fruit born of the punyam a person has earned by involving himself in social service activities. Putra pashumscha. Putra pashumscha. So, putranicha pashumscha. Sarvan, all his sons, stands for all progeny. Pashunicha, cattle wealth. Sarvan, all. Yetat sarvam. All this yathoktam, as said above, as said, vrinte. Vrinte is a Atmanepadam verb, which means avarjayati. Varjayati, avarjayati mean the same. Varjayati removes. So removes means what? Completely removes means vinashayati. Vrinte is equal to avarjayati. Avarjayati means what? Vinashayati. Totally destroys. Iti etat. Iti, thus. Etat, this happens. This happens. Where? Purushasya alpamedhasaha. For the person who is of limited knowledge, little understanding, alpa prajnasya, alpa prajnayasya. So alpa prajnaha, alpaha medhasyasya, medaha yasya, alpa medhas. Alpa medhasaha is equal to alpa prajnasya, yasya, in whose house anashnan, without eating, abhunjanaha. Anashtan is easier than abhunjanaha. Okay. Abhunjana, bhunjanaha eating. Abhunjanaha without eating. Anashtan, abhunjanaha. Brahmanaha grihe vasati. The person in whose house a brahmanaha, a brahmachari. See, brahmanaha means always it is a person of virtues. Lives. The person of limited understanding in whose house this a person of virtues lives without eating. Anashnan abhunjanaha vasati. Okay, now this one mantra, eighth mantra, fully says what? The importance, the necessity of following this virtue of being hospitable to our guests. Atithi pujanasya pradhanyam. Okay, this was discussed. If an atithi is not received properly, is not made, if he doesn't, is not, if he is made to feel unwelcomed, if he is offended, if he is not fed properly, at least whatever you can, you must be able to give. You need not give him big feast. What to the best of your ability, whatever you can eat, you can give, you must be able to share that wholeheartedly with your guest. That's important culture. That's why in India, you go to any house, most of the houses, first thing definitely they will offer you food. If you go even on time, that's different thing. Breakfast time, lunch time, dinner time, they will not eat leaving somebody in the house. They will definitely have you for lunch or dinner. Whatever they eat, they will share with you. That is there. Okay. Now, ninth mantra. Now what happens? Lord Yama and knows himself the consequences of making a virtuous person stay at home starving. Okay. And without honoring him properly. So he was also reminded by his own people. Never, what does Lord Yama do now? He goes to Nachiketaha. ఏవం ఉక్తః, సీ ది భాష్యం నౌ. ఏవం ఉక్తః, ఏవముక్తో మృత్యురువాచ, ఏవముక్తో మృత్యురువాచ, ఏవం ఉక్తః మృత్యుః ఉవాచ. మృత్యుః, లార్డ్ డెత్, హూ వాస్ టోల్డ్ థస్, హూ వాస్ రిమైండెడ్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రత్యవాయ పాపం, ఆఫ్ ఒమిటింగ్ ది ప్రాపర్ హాస్పిటాలిటీ towards a pious person. Evam uktaha, who was told thus, who, mrityuhu, the Lord Yama, mrityuhu, the Lord Yama, Lord of death, who was told thus, was reminded of the consequence of being an improper guest, said, Lord Yama said, uvacha, మృత్యుహు ఉవాచ, లార్డ్ యమా సెడ్, టు హూమ్, అఫ్ కోర్స్ నచికేతస్, నచికేతసం ఉపగమ్య, నచికేతసం ఉపగమ్య మృత్యుహు ఉవాచ. సో లార్డ్ డెత్ సెడ్ టు నచికేతస్, హ్యావింగ్ గాన్ నియర్ హిమ్, హ్యావింగ్ అప్రోచ్డ్ హిమ్, నచికేతసం ఉపగమ్య, having approached, having gone near Lord Nachiketas, Lord Yama said, how did he go? Puja Purasaram. Puja Purasaram means, before even approaching him, already having done the Atithi Puja. So, Atithi Puja means here, or Atithi Puja, worshipping the guest means what? Puja Purasaram, Atithi Pujana Purasaram means expressing his tremendous reverence. Atithi Pujana Purasaram, Puja Purasaram, expressing his tremendous reverence. Having approached Nachiketas, having gone near him, Upagamya, Lord Death spoke, said to him. Okay, what did he say? Mantra comes. Tisro Ratrir Yadavat Sir Grihemi. Tisro Ratrir Yadavat Sir Grihemi. అనశ్నన్ బ్రహ్మన్న తిథిర్నమస్యః, అనశ్నన్ బ్రహ్మన్న తిథిర్నమస్యః, నమస్తేస్తు బ్రహ్మన్, నమస్తేస్తు బ్రహ్మన్, స్వస్తిమేస్తు, స్వస్తిమేస్తు, తస్మాత్ ప్రతి త్రీన్ వరాన్ వృణీష్వ. యు మస్ట్ రీడ్ the mantra very carefully. Tisro ratrir yadavat sir grihemi, tisro ratrir yadavat sir grihemi, anashnan brahman, anashnan brahman, atithir namasyah, atithir namasyah, నమస్తేస్తు బ్రహ్మన్, నమస్తేస్తు బ్రహ్మన్, స్వస్తిమేస్తు, స్వస్తిమేస్తు, తస్మాత్ ప్రతి త్రీన్ వరాన్ వృణీష్వ, తస్మాత్ ప్రతి త్రీన్ వరాన్ వృణీష్వ. హియర్ Lord Yama addresses Nachiketas, hey Brahman. Hey Brahman means what? Please make a note. He doesn't address him as Brahman, does not mean Atma Brahma here. Brahman means, oh pious person of virtues. Hey Brahmana, oh pious, young person of virtues, hey Brahman, namasyaha atitihi namasyaha. Namasyaha atitihi, the guest. You are my guest. You are my guest. Namasyaha. Mean what? Namasyaha atitihi. Who should be bowed to? Adored. Adorable guest. You are to be adored. You are an adorable guest. Namasyaha atitihi. And me grihe. You can see that. Me means mama. Grihe. Tisraha ratrihi yad avatsihi. Me grihe. You can find the words there. Tisraha ratrihi yad avatsihi. How anashnan. Hey Brahman. Namasyaha atitihi. Full stop. Me grihe tisraha ratrihi anashnan avatsihi. Me grihe tisraha ratrihi anashnan avatsihi. Ushitavan, Bhavan Ushitavan. So you stayed in my house without eating for 3 nights. Therefore, yes, te namaha astu. So yad simply used there. So now first of all, I offer my salutations unto you. Already is expressed. Let there not be any pratyavaya papam for me. Even Lord Yama also cannot go against dharma because he is himself a dharma raja. How can the Lord of now, how can dharma raja, who is supposed to be maintain dharma, can go against dharma? Everybody says, namaha astu te, salutations unto you. Then he says, Brahman, me swasti astu, me swasti astu. Let may there be auspiciousness for me. Okay, may there be auspiciousness for me. May there not be any inauspiciousness in the form of pratyavaya dosha. Therefore, he expressed all his reverence. Even though Nachiketa did not have any grumbling, any complaint about Lord Yama's treatment, nothing. Still. And not only he honored him, not only he bowed to him, not only he praised him, he also offered to ask for 3 boons. Tasmat ekaikam, tasmat, sorry, treen varan vrineshva. Treen varan vrineshva. You stayed in my house 3 nights without eating. Therefore what? In keeping the number of nights you stayed in my house without eating. Prati. He implies in keeping with the number of nights you stayed in my house without eating, the 3 nights. Please do choose to ask for 3 boons. Treen varan vrineshva. The prati implies in keeping with number of days you stayed without eating in my house. 3 nights. You choose to ask for 3 boons. Treen varan vrineshva. Okay. We'll see the bhashyam of this mantra in next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate ओम शांति 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 ही हरि ही ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ही ओम।